And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba,
they have a show 5 days a week,
but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to do a look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
Yes. Oh, happy St. Patty's Day. This podcast is sponsored by Match.com, where finding your special someone, just got easier. All you have to do is download the mobile app, the Match.com mobile app, and you can get your matches sent directly to your phone. Also, if you're one of our podcast listeners, you can get 7 days for free. For free. Everybody say yeah!
Yeah!
All you have to do is go to match.com/Bubba. Match.com/Bubba and check it out today.
Carson and I will just do what we're told.
Yeah!
All right. Everyone say hey!
Hey!
Okay. It is St. Patrick's Day, and welcome to the podcast. Hopefully, you aren't getting pinched at your office. What an awful, awful tradition that is. I guess it could have been worse, but it is what it is.
I was thinking of the worst things. Like, what would be worse than getting pinched? You know, it's St. Patrick's Day. What would be worse than being pinched?
Like, you have to get, I don't know.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot worse.
If you guys can't
You have to lick someone, the back of their hand.
Or their face.
Yeah, I mean, any of those are worse.
Oh, you're not wearing green.
Would any of you guys lick the back of one person's hand in here?
No.
I would.
I probably might.
Would you, Carson?
I mean, for what? You know,
okay, all right, let's go there.
All right.
Would you lick, whose hand do you prefer not to lick the most?
Whose hand is the cleanest? Whose hand is the dirtiest? Who do you not want to lick?
Like, pick one. There's which one that you don't want to
really
lick?
I really don't want to lick Patrick's hand after he's been sleeping on the couch all night.
Okay. Okay.
Is that fair?
All right. Yeah.
That's you know, like some mornings we know that he spent the night here.
Yeah, it's just weird that you would, like, what's the sleeping have to do with it?
Well, that, you know, like, I know he didn't shower that morning.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So, are you going to lick Patrick's hand, back of his hand? And now we're just talking, hey, are we talking like one pass?
Uh-huh. Oh, you got to get, it's not like a dab. You can't go.
You have to be like a kitty and like.
Yeah, you start at his the wrist and go to the
knuckle.
I just licked
my own hand and I didn't even like
this
it.
This is grossing me out.
So you go from the wrist, to the start of the knuckle.
Okay.
And are you going to lick his hand for $10.
You in for 10?
10?
No, not 10.
Okay. Let me see what I got. Hold on, man. My wallet is in the car.
I got $20. Would you lick his hand for $20?
Not 20. Okay. I think I'd probably start for a C-note.
What is a C-note help me again?
$100.
Oh, $100.
Yeah, I think I'd have to look at triple digits.
That's... What do I get in this equation?
You get licked by a girl.
When's that's the last time you had a girl lick your hand?
No way.
Yeah.
I did that once. I licked a coworker's face. Mm-hmm. He made me really mad. And he came over to apologize and said, oh, I'm really sorry. And he went to go put his arms around me and hug me. And I just grabbed his face and I licked him. Because I was like, no, you're not going to make up for this. It was just...
What a weird way to act out.
It's a weird thing to do at work, you know, too. Like, looking back on it, it's an odd reaction.
You can get written up for that one.
Like, and he was like, cool, man. This hot chick licked me.
No, he kind of, he ran around like he was Lucy from Peanuts, like, oh, I've been kissed by a dog. But it was like, oh, Carson licked me. I've got Carson germs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we know where you are. You're at $100.
That's your price.
Yeah.
That's going to happen one day.
Dude, should we? The grossest thing I've ever seen Big D lick
No. No.
It was one of those shining moments of depravity. You know, like something that it was so bad that I dry heaved. I won't tell you what he licked. I'll let you just go with your imagination. But it wasn't.
They're making it way worse than it probably is.
No, it was not a living thing. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
But it was so nasty that I dry heaved. And Big D was there. He knows. I dry heaved.
I got my $100 though.
Yeah, there was $100. He goes, you give me $100 if I did it? And I said, yeah, sure. We had to go to the ATM because he did it, and I dry heaved for at least
have a strong stomach.
I know he does.
At least an hour and a half.
Wow.
It was it was bad. It was funny, though, because all it would take for him to do was just stick his tongue out, and I'd start, because it would take me there again.
Stop. Grow up.
I like that we have the same price.
Yeah.
We're setting
I don't call
100.
It a C note like a gangster.
I do it for Benjamin.
I do it for my C note. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So what happened this week, man? I was sick. I didn't feel good last week. This is the first week I actually felt pretty good.
This whole beginning of 2017, we have all been kind of sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, and it seems like, listen, don't be the type of person who says, when you see someone who's sick, oh, what's wrong? Oh, I'm sick. Don't be the person who goes, everyone's getting sick. Because that said, every single time in the history of man, that when someone says they're sick, the person next to them says,
oh, that's
seems
been
like
going
everybody's
around.
Getting sick.
Yeah.
Everybody's
got that.
It has been going around. Yeah,
so, and if now you're going, that.
You know what the worst is, though? Whenever somebody goes, you're sick? Did you get the flu shot this year? I'm like, no, I didn't get the flu shot, and it wouldn't have stopped it anyway, because this strain, according to my doctor, they're not even testing for.
Have you guys seen the video of, I saw it on Facebook, it's kind of old, in a laboratory, was that you that sent that to me? Where the bacteria is beating the vaccine?
See that. You don't want me to see that because
Will make you
a crazy man.
Insane. So, all right. So, imagine.
Patrick looks thrilled.
I'm still grossed out, but because I know the story that you didn't tell, but you made me remember it.
Let me tell this. This is more important than that. Okay. Imagine like a rectangle, almost like a baking pan. All right. And on the ends, like the end zones for like a football team, on the two ends, scientists put 10% strength of a medicine of what do you call it? Antibacterial, and then they move in, a little bit medicine. Further, and they make it like 50% strength, and then they make it move in. It's like 80%. When the very middle, it's a strip. I think a 100 or 1,000%, and then they put bacteria and they let it grow and they watch it, and you see it just push through the end zones quickly, overtaking the 10% strength medicine, and then it gets further, and now it's having, and then it stops because it hits the stronger potent medicine, and it stops, and then all of a sudden you start seeing it grow and figure out how, and then it starts, then it overtakes that, and then it gets to the middle, and you're thinking, okay, well, at 1,000 it's not gonna yes it did. It reformatted and it started taking over, not the entire part, but it went into probably 40% into that middle section that had 1,000% potent
drug.
Antibiotic. Yeah, I forget the word I'm thinking of, but anyway, it made me just go, "Oh my gosh, we're this close from being overtaken by zombies or some sort of a killer
virus."
Life
is fragile, man. All we need is one rabies to come through, or one malaria, some new thing that we don't know how to treat, and we're screwed.
It
really is fragile.
So scary.
That's why we need to be on Mars. That's why we need to be everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm that dude who's like, spread the species around, man. Yeah.
Life finds a way.
Life finds a way.
Yeah, so.
Thank you, Jurassic Park.
That's it. I'm dropping in my Jeff Goldblum for the day.
All right. Also, I do have a kind of a good news, bad news thing. Good news is I am loving the podcast Missing Richard Simmons. I told you guys about this on maybe a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm. Did they find him yet?
Well, I don't know. I got one episode left, and I would skip
to the end.
I don't listen to a whole. Well, they haven't done it yet. It comes out. I'm caught up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Richard Simmons, over 2 years ago, disappeared from public eye. He once a week would, for 30 plus years, would teach a class in his Beverly Hills Hollywood gym studio, and people would pay $12 and go work out with Richard Simmons once a week. No cameras were allowed. You couldn't video, and he really got kind of crazy. And you know,
no, I don't
like
think
Richard
there's
Simmons.
Anything crazy about not having cameras, because if you don't have cameras, you don't have people. You know, because people would be gawkers. That's why there's mm-hmm. sites like People of Walmart, because people like, oh, look at that one.
Well, he would get weird. But people are saying, yeah, like he would find the men in the group, and he'd have them take their shirt off, and you know, they would, you know, throw it around their head. You know, it was just weird. But anyway, but one day he stopped showing up. And then they were posting signs, say, hey, you know, he had a knee issue. He'll be back next month. Well, that next month came around, and Richard Simmons was not there. And then the summer went by, and then they stopped putting the sign up. And this guy is on a quest to find him. He went to that class. He got to know Richard. They did some projects together. This guy's like a film kind of guy. And he said, it's so unlike Richard to get up, just stop. Because there are people that he has kept in contact with for 30 years
yep.
that he calls once a week to check up on them. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know, it's one thing to not make a Sweat Into the Oldies video or a Deal a Meal package or public appearances, but it's another thing to not reach out and have any kind of explanation to 93-year-old, you know, Rosa James, who's been with him for 30 years and lost 100 pounds and goes to his class every single day and sits on the front row. And he's been to her, all of her family, her big family events. And
yeah, he's like a member of her family. Mm-hmm.
And he's that way with thousands of people.
Yeah, he was a one-man support system. Yeah. For so many people.
Well, he would call us and be like, you guys skinny yet? No, not yet.
And when did this start? All this?
Two years ago.
It started before that because I...
When he disappeared?
Not when he disappeared, but when he kind of shut off, because I started trying to track him down because he hadn't called in 5 years ago. And it's like, there's no paper trails how to get to him. So I'm about to start coughing. Excuse me. Sorry.
Wrong holiday. That's Halloween.
Wow. What a terrible.
Hey, I'm a dad.
Dad joke.
I'm a dad. I should be able to get away with that. Dang it. Go
it's
ahead.
It's like a fourth grader in a giant monkey body.
But like, crap.
Meanwhile, a 90-year-old smoker sitting next to me.
The guy who was his manager and his publicist and all those people, he had like cut off ties to all those people.
Yeah.
And then we started looking again about two or maybe it was 2 years ago, but I thought it was a little more. And then he had just disappeared. It's like, he's just gone. And it's like, wait a minute. That seems so strange. Is this guy making a documentary or did he make one?
The podcast guy I'm talking about? It's a podcast. Yeah. It's called Missing Richard Simmons. He had talked to Richard about making a documentary, and so he'd been out to the house many times. He knew Teresa, as they say, it's his longtime
housekeeper
slash friend slash I don't know.
You don't know, right.
And she's kind of the keeper. So far in the podcast, she's been kind of the keeper of Richard and keeping people away from him and all that. This guy went so far, he went to New Orleans and tracked down Richard's brother and talked to him. And Richard is I don't want to say weird because that's not the right thing. He is unique because he has so much empathy for people who are fighting
because he was weight loss. He was very large whenever he mm-hmm. was younger.
Yeah.
So and he really takes your battle very personal.
I don't know, Patrick.
By the way, Richard Simmons' brother says he's fine. I talked to him on Sunday. He's doing great.
Yeah.
Well, good. Just in time for the last episode.
And he says that he's not sick. He doesn't mm-hmm. have, he's, you know, not cancer, AIDS,
what
or anything.
What if he pops up on that Mama June show?
Oh, my God.
You know, like, from hot to not, Mama June, the last episode, it's Richard Simmons. Hello!
Hey!
Now you
guys.
Know.
This is why I've been out of the limelight. We've both been in hiding.
Okay, can I... Patrick, tell me the legal part of this. Am I able legally? Can I play a piece of that podcast?
I don't know. That's
there was a part
iffy.
That's
it's a promotion.
And I think the guy who does it, Dan Tominski, I believe his name.
No, Dan Tominski is the guy.
Oh, brother,
from
Where Art Thou?
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? That's a different
guy. Fine, Richard.
What's this guy's name?
Tabersky.
Oh, that's it. That's close. Very close. Okay.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou would actually work.
That's the name. I kid you not. That's the name of their last episode. Is called Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Wow.
Because they're reaching out to his brother.
Wow.
Okay. I want to play for you a part of this, and excuse me for being kind of, you know, hit or miss here.
I'll turn it. Are you plugged in right here?
Yeah. Let me plug in. I want to play something for you, and I think this really gives you a good idea of Richard Simmons. And gives you an idea of where Richard is mentally.
I just best describe it as like a Liberace thing. When Liberace was first, okay, you know, playing piano.
Skip.
Around. But if he is transitioning, he was talking about. It's so
attractive. Stuff in the background. I'm what? Hearing like one word at a
transitioning.
Time.
Transitioning.
Yeah. 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 Oh, so did you hear that? Yeah, because that was
that
one of the rumors. One of the rumors was he's becoming a woman. He's like, and this guy did some research into it. I'm not going to give it away, but he was like, yeah, he's not transitioning. I mean, you don't
think about all. Michael, by the way, while you're looking for this, Michael said, "Hey, I haven't been able to listen to it in a while. Changed shifts. How are you guys doing on the 100 day challenge? 100 pounds in 100 days.
You guys do that. I want to find this part. You guys do that.
You do your thing. And yeah, we're not doing great. I mean, we're not doing terrible. We're losing." But it is very slow. It's what is the word? It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we haven't even really begun running.
I don't think we're even at the start line.
No, exactly. We're still sitting at home thinking, I'm going to get in the car.
I will say this, though,
and drive
Patrick.
Down to the start line.
Patrick, you sent me a text, me and Big D. You said, first time I've done this in 2 years. And the picture was you on a treadmill.
Yep.
That was awesome.
I went to the gym.
Good for you. Awesome. Good for you.
I don't feel good about it.
Why?
You know why? Because I walked into the gym and looked around, and hands down, I was the fattest person there.
That's going to be
me 90%
how it
of
is
the time.
When I go, luckily right now, and the bad thing is I hurt my shoulder at the gym about a month ago, and I've gained 15 pounds back since I stopped going. I'm like, I was doing so well, I had lost, about 16 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, boom, I'm back 15 back. I'm like, this sucks.
Turn his mic off because it's all I can hear is his phone.
Well, let him do his phone thing. It's fine.
It's
he's finding his stuff. Anyway, but I'm hoping that I'll get cleared here in 2 weeks to get back in the gym. Then it's on. Just in time for the final push.
Half the time it's him. Did you hear that? What? This is one of the endless frustrations, D.
Half the time
one of the endless frustrations of Bubba being kind of fat is that Bubba thinks he's really fat.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Bubba's new to the fat game. Bubba's like the guy
Bubba's
who got fat later in life.
It doesn't matter.
Bubba's fat in his belly. Look,
I said I was the fattest person in the gym. He goes, a lot of times I'm the fattest person in the gym.
Not a lot of times. I always am. I go in there, and it's all cops and country stars and military people, and I'm the fat guy in there. So, no, it's not a lot of times. It's always that.
50 times more in shape than this guy.
I'm fatter than the janitor at the gym. So
well, he gets a free membership.
Yeah, he's there. You know.
Okay, I found this thing. Okay, so it's really while listening to this podcast about Richard Simmons and trying to find him and why has he been out of touch for 2 years? I learned a lot about the person Richard Simmons, and even though we've had him on the show and you know, it's easy to kind of goof on him because he's so this
guys.
I love Richard Simmons. He was always very nice to us.
I want you to guess to hear this. Now, it starts, I'm going to kind of give you a little piece here. This woman went on his website and wanted to, she left a message. You know, when you buy something and it says you can leave a comment, you don't know where that goes. Well, she did that.
A website where you can say, contact us. And so I don't remember exactly what I typed. I told him about my mom passing away, about how much he had impacted our lives. Never really thought anything of it. You know, you hit the send button and you wonder where it goes, right?
Where it went was right to Richard. She got this voicemail message a few days later. And for me, it explains a lot.
Saved message Sunday, 9:55 a.m.
Sweet Stacy, it's Richard Simmons. He's calling from Los Angeles. I just read your email. I'm very sorry about the passing of your mother. I know it's like the hardest thing to go through. My mother passed away 7 years ago, and it has not been an easy time for me. And your email meant the world to me. Thank you very much for touching my heart. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow.
I remember just being completely stunned. The sincerity in his voice, the fact that that I think I did touch him with my email. And that it made my year.
It is. And he goes on to say that that is a Richard Simmons who is in pain. It's not a Richard Simmons.
Obviously, he's in pain because she reminded him of his mom. And
that's been the Richard Simmons. That's been him for 30 years.
I'm telling you, Patrick. I'm telling you, a guy who's been to his house. I'm telling you, a guy who knows him.
Yeah.
You never touched him. So I'm telling you, this is coming from someone who knows him.
Sensationalizing a podcast so more people will keep listening. That's what he's doing.
All right. All right.
I'm just saying.
Listen, that's fine. I'm just saying that you're making a decision when you don't have all the facts.
Neither does he.
You don't even have half the information.
Everybody see the leprechaun say, yeah!
Yeah!
This
was my theory, and then I read it's basically exactly what his brother said. He said, I can't fault him for wanting to get away. I would just hope people can be a little more respectful and realize he's worked hard. He still loves people, but he needs some time for himself. My thought was, you know what? After like 35 years of caring that much about everybody you meet, I think he finally just went, no, I don't want, no.
I agree
with
you. I
want to go to my house.
I think
I
agree.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
But don't you think that people deserve a goodbye?
No, people don't deserve.
Nobody deserves anything
nothing.
From him.
You don't deserve. You know,
there's
it's
a man
him.
Who's
that's
given...
a man who's given more of himself to people that he didn't know than 100 normal people will give in their lifetimes.
So there is there's no responsibility on his part at all.
No, I mean it would be nice, but it's not. I'm kind of a little worried that this podcast is almost like a public hounding. You know, like the guy's not missing; he's in his house. I think we all know he's in his house.
So that would make this Dan Tabinski, whatever, a bully.
Not a bully, just kind of a, you know.
I'm gonna bully him until I get what I want.
Well, the point is, Richard Simmons ghosted.
He did.
And you know what?
It's his prerogative. He can do it. If anybody wants to ghost, they can do it.
And you don't want to be the guy that keeps poking the ghost.
Well, it's interesting you guys say that.
A lot of celebrities do ghost. I mean, think about it. How many times does somebody disappear for, you know, and then 10 years later you go, oh, so-and-so died. Oh, you know, we haven't seen him in 10 years.
Well, the end of this the podcast here that I just played, he says next week will be the last podcast. Mm. If Richard doesn't want to be found or be, you know, bothered, I don't want to bother him. And if he's trying to give the hint, obviously I'm going to take it and I'm not going to continue. I'm not going to be relentless. I'm going to relent and let him be. But he said, I have one more shot. And this time, I'm not going to let Teresa get in the way.
Oh.
What's he going to do? Jump the fence? He's going to climb the wall?
I think he jumped the fence.
He's going to scale the trellis to get up to Richard's bedroom.
I think he... No, I'm not joking. I think he jumped the fence.
Wow.
They played clips of it, and it sounds like he jumped the fence and like ran into the house.
He did his test run at the White House last weekend.
So it's called Missing Richard Simmons, and there's a lot of good podcasts that are out there. This is one of the best produced podcasts I've heard. It's done really well.
Better than ours?
It is. It makes ours look like this coffee mug in front of me. It's really well done.
Mr. Tabersky repeatedly calls himself Richard's friend. Is this what friends do? Turn their loved one's personal crisis into a fun mystery investigation and record it for a podcast?
Yes. That's what we do to you.
That's what you would do to me. If I disappeared, it would become a quest that they would find me.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what? I'm all for that. I encourage that.
All right. Yeah, so y'all can check it out again. What's the name of it, Big D, last time? Finding Richard Simmons?
Missing okay. Richard Simmons.
I have a shout out from somebody. It's a blast from our past. And all he wrote was Big O.D., and Bubba.
Oh,
Scott Berardi!
Yeah.
Dude, he just posted on our Facebook page. He's like, and that's all he wrote, Big O.D. and Bubba. And like way back when Big D and I first started doing the show together, it was, wasn't it a St. Patrick's Day? And he was like, he just was walking around singing Big O.D. and Bubba.
I forgot how Berardi did. I don't remember how he did it, but I just remember him doing the, he was part of that Eat More Chicken skit. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Eat more chicken.
Yes. I remember him for that.
Send him into the grocery store.
Yeah.
And by the way, Scott, we got to hang out with your hero a couple years back. We hung out with him for most of the day, a guy named David Lee Roth, and it was the coolest thing ever. He was one of the coolest dudes
ever. David
Lee
Roth, to me, whatever that thing that Richard Simmons has, David Lee Roth has a little bit of it too. Don't you kind of see them as being very...
You mean a guy that just decided to be an EMT and then decided he wanted to be a sheep herder?
I mean...
Yep. DLR is a meat.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He does sheep herding.
He's a sheep herder now?
He like has sheep herding dogs that he enters in competitions. And yeah, and he does like sheep herding and then he'll go live in Japan for a year and a half. He is... Fascinating.
That's when you know you have too much money.
Oh my gosh.
When you're like, what do I feel like doing this week? Ah, I don't know. I'm going to go be a shepherd.
Yeah.
He was cool when he came in. He's talking about this was when he
David
had
Lee Roth,
just
the former lead singer of Van Halen, in case there's somebody who doesn't know who he is.
He's current.
He's current again?
Yeah, I went to go see him like 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, they just.
And supposedly they're going to do a tour with DLR and Sammy. Look at there.
I thought that already happened.
No, David Lee Roth and Sammy they've done a tour together without Van Halen, but no, there are rumors that, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just saying. Anyway, sidebar.
Did you say DLR?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was the name of his band. Sorry. DLR was the name of his band back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, and mm-hmm. Sammy?
Sammy Hagar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm very well-versed in that genre. You are aware of that.
Yes,
Come
you are.
Come on now.
Yes, you are.
This isn't news.
You just dropped DLR. I think you're a little too well versed.
That's like a
David,
camera,
I was
right?
Front row.
Yeah, it's a DLR. It's like the big cameras with the lens. Yeah, is that it?
Yes. Yes. DSLR.
Oh, it's close.
There you go. Close enough.
Yeah.
So anyway,
he was a cool dude.
Yeah,
man.
He was really
how
cool.
How do you find him like Richard Simmons though? Like, I don't get how you compare David Lee Roth to Richard Simmons.
I guess just because of their outlandishness.
Yeah, they just
they're both very. High
they
strong.
Do, and they do march to their own drummers.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah. It's not normal to interact with people as openly and as often as Richard Simmons did. And you know what? So what? He didn't care. He did it, and people loved him for it.
Loved him for it.
And mm-hmm. I'm telling
him.
You, I mean,
that he's likable.
Yeah,
there is something about him. When anytime anyone. And this lady was saying, you know, I've been morbidly obese, or I was for a long time. And the worst thing is the loneliness because nobody wants to touch you. Nobody wants to hang out with you.
Yeah, you're preaching my life right
it's
now.
It's physically hard to go out and do things. and all of a sudden, you become a captive in your own home and you don't
it
leave.
It gets worse. And, you don't move, just, you keep eating.
And it just
and
gets
nobody
worse
would lick you for $100.
That's right. And he said, here comes Richard Simmons, who doesn't care about that, who wants to hug you, It doesn't matter if you're sweaty.
He would lick you for free.
And you know what's interesting?
Allegedly.
He would say that they had this cruise, and people would go this cruise some 17, 18 times. They would do it twice a year. And people would lose 100 pounds and go back to the cruise again. And the lady said it was interesting because after you lost weight, Richard really didn't want anything to do with you. He kind of ghosted people.
So he's saying basically, or they were saying that once you did your battle, you won it, you took the weight off, then he was done, and he moved on to somebody else who needed him.
My work here is done.
He's like fat people's Santa Claus. He just comes around and he just brings you a little. I don't know if Santa Claus is the wrong analogy, but he's like,
yeah, I think Santa
like
Claus
fairy
is
godmother,
fat Santa.
I think that's what it is, more the fairy godmother.
I think he brings hope to people who feel there is no hope. And it's a lesson that I think a lot of us can learn.
I remember watching a documentary, like when we interviewed him when I was getting ready for that the first time 15 years ago. And it was about how he keeps in touch with all of these people.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just.
The empathy is off the charts.
Yeah. That's a rare.
Off the charts.
Rare thing. And here's the thing. There are a lot of people who have tried to help people lose weight. There are a lot of people who have come along and done workouts and done diets and food things, but you never feel like they're, and some of them probably are doing it for the right reason, which is to help other people. But with him, you really felt like that was his mission in life, was to help people who had gotten to the point where they felt like they couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I've been in that position, you know, I had about a dozen times in my life where you're like, you don't even want to start because it seems impossible. And I can only imagine what it would be like to be 450 pounds, 500 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, where you can't.
Where you don't get up and go to work. That's right.
The spirit is so broken being that heavy because you're such an easy target.
Yeah.
Because strangers will make nasty comments to you.
Kids.
People think it's okay. And nobody's going to stand up in your defense most of the time. You know, it's just like, oh, you know what? You're fat. You're fair game.
You know what I just realized? The world needs Richard Simmons back.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's.
Dang it.
This is
That's
so
what we've been
weird.
Missing.
Who, like, realized? I mean, none of us started today off as we get into this whole St. Patrick's thing. None of us were ever at that point where we're like, the world needs Richard Simmons.
The world does need Richard Simmons.
But it really actually does. Yeah.
The world needs more people who are empathetic
and
care and love. And that's what he is and has been to a lot of people.
He wants to just retire and live in his house and hang out by the pool.
He needs an heir.
I'm going to lose 150 pounds. I'm going to let my hair grow out in a little white man.
You're
going to
be
fro.
The Richard Simmons?
I think I can do it.
Okay.
I think I can do it.
All right. I'm for it.
I would like to see you in the Mr. Goodbody outfit.
I mean,
it's not really Richard with the short shorts, but remember the Mr. Goodbody guy that was on like PBS?
Yeah,
or one
you
of
could see
things?
His intestines.
In the intestines,
yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we have that guy on the show before?
We did have that
I
guy
thought
on
we
the
did
show.
Not. Did we really?
Yeah, like 15 years ago. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, he came. I don't even know why he was on. He's doing
a book
something
or something.
New.
I didn't even know who he was. You guys had it. I'm like, y'all want to interview Mr. Goodbody? Y'all were like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
That childhood came back.
Yeah, Mr. Goodbody.
Now Bubba doesn't even remember that he was on.
I don't remember talking to him.
The real thing.
Was he
that
good?
Really happened.
Was he a good guest?
I don't know.
Yes.
I think
he was great.
I think we did
I know this.
One
I know this.
With
it's
him.
Funny because
he's a good body.
Here's the way guests break down for us. If they're really good, I remember them. If they're really bad, I remember them. If you're an okay guest, then I just kind of go, okay, next, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a lot of people who go through our minds. You know, we have a lot of things that go on in a week. We have more.
Oh, yeah.
We have more interaction and activity every 15 minutes.
I'm going to show you this. Look at this. This is just the guests we have that are verified right now over the next week and a half or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
And that'll change, too. Because
that's
going to
change.
Added.
We're going to add a lot of people.
I know Jared wants to come by. Jared Neiman wants to come by and talk about his new song.
Cause Trouble.
He said that his song, his new song, is the best song he's ever. He goes, I go, dude, really? I know he does it every time. And I don't think he realizes that he does that. I go, you know, and I stopped. And I was like, oh, well, I can't wait to hear it. But I want to say, yeah, you know, you said the donkey song or whatever. You said
I liked the donkey song. I liked the donkey song just because it had a donkey. Somebody was doing a sound effect of a donkey. It was great.
Put your look on your button bar.
Okay. What do I have?
It's the Slim Goodbody interview.
Oh, yes.
From, I think, 2001.
Oh, okay. Sounds like it's fast from the 40s.
If you are, let's see, probably between the ages of...
my voice is higher.
26, 5, 6, 7.
Basically, if you grew up at the end of the 70s to the middle to late 80s,
no, that's just
you are
sound.
About to be astounded when we throw out an icon that you have not thought of.
Skip. Time, come on.
In a very, very long time.
We're about to take you back. We had a little
discussion in here.
What are we, like, come Muppets?
Yes. A suit that looked like he didn't have any skin. Stuff.
Still?
Yeah.
Patrick, is he
on?
Yes.
I don't know. Hold on. I'm clicking on
how
right
much
now.
Of an intro do we need?
Slim Goodbody. Dude.
He does like...
Okay, is I don't
he,
think he's
I
on
think he's on here.
Dude, I love him.
Did we do an entire
segment? No, we need to break just about him.
Talking about how excited we were. What a fail. Patrick failed.
No, that wasn't a fail at all.
All right, Patrick, see what you can find. See if you can get the real Richard Goodbody. And Bubba has to plug his nose a little bit. This is.
I didn't know you'd get an entire segment without him on.
Oh, we had his number.
Wait. Goodbody's number.
Are you saying we have Slim Goodbody's phone number?
Yeah, we did once upon a time.
I mean, he's still.
I bet he hasn't changed.
Listen to you. He's probably pretty busy,
even to this day.
Did I say he's busy?
Yeah. We found a number on his website.
Oh, of course, it's just on his website.
Hi, Regina. Is Slim around?
He is. May I ask who's calling?
Big D and Bubba.
Okay. Hold on, one
I was all excited.
Cool, you're welcome. Carson's dying over here. Carson is literally...
God, this is embarrassing.
By the way, if anybody ever says, you guys were funnier a couple of years ago,
That's baloney.
No.
Yeah,
two of them are us.
Let's see what we got here.
We're about to talk to the other one.
Come on, Slam.
Hi, this is John.
John, it's Big D and Bubba.
All right, good.
But we are.
That's the best. He should have just said, that's good, and then hung up. That's what we deserved.
Dude, that would have been great.
Pretty excited. We are huge fans of yours, and we're sitting here talking about. Bubba goes, do you remember Slim Goodbody? I'm like, golly, you know, I do.
Actually, at first, I was like, I think it's Mr. Goodbody. And Big D's like, no, it's something. So we sat here.
Okay, so we talked to him. Okay.
This is embarrassing. We don't want
to
hear
anymore.
You mean
you talked to John?
We talked to John.
Way to kill the illusion, Slim Goodbody.
Hello, this is John. Hey, John, we're on the air. Oh, hello. Hello, everyone. Hi, kids.
Hi, it's me, Slam.
Eat well.
Hunk of burning cheese. Woo.
We were more of cartoon characters down. Than he was.
We still are. Who are you kidding? God. We're just, it takes more ink than the old days.
Man, oh, man. Well, that was great. What a killer.
Patrick has more.
I don't want to hear anymore. We don't want to hear anymore.
No, it's not another segment. It's just to tell you that that wasn't as long back as I thought. That was 2004.
And we... that was a long time ago, dude.
2004? I was thinking it was like 1999 or something.
13 years ago, man.
God, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've gone through puberty since. Speaking of... Hey, by the way, is Frank... showing off underarm hair yet? To you?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Gunner's so
yeah.
Pumped.
The other day, Frank, he comes up to me, and goes, "Dad, yeah, look at this." He pulls his shorts down.
Oh God, stop! What?
You know, that's how it goes with boys.
What?
I'm like, dude, pull them back up quick. Dude, it's the best.
For real, he did that?
Oh yeah.
No, he didn't.
Oh yeah.
Oh, God. Seriously? I don't think we should be talking about
God,
that.
That's Bubba's son.
It was yes, it is.
It's Bubba's son, isn't it?
Yeah, I was proud of him. I'm like, all right, dude. He goes, look at that. I'm like, yeah, okay, cool.
Oh God, thanks for the mental image that creeped everybody out. No, I'm so glad Carson walked out of the room.
I know.
Before
it's only creepy to you because you don't have a son.
It's
Big D.
Creepy,
our boy's
period.
A little more crude.
Of course, but
that's not out of the ordinary.
You just painted a picture nobody wanted to see.
Does that bother me? Not really, but do I get Patrick's point? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do.
That's
it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I didn't actually say that. Take it back. Nobody heard it.
Take it back. It's weird, man. And now, you know, Zach's voice went from...
It was kind of around here. It was, this, it was one of these.
Kind of one of these. Yeah. And then it went to there. And so now when he talks, it's like, his voice is deeper than mine.
Well, dude, Frank does this. His hasn't dropped yet, but he comes around and talks like this, Dad. Hey, Dad. Am I about to paint a picture? Yeah. Anybody to get offended? Hey, Dad. Listen. My voice sound deeper today? I'm like, yeah, it does, dude. It sounds really deep. I'm like, what happened? Are you doing something different?
No, I think it's puberty.
And then 10 minutes later, you see him FaceTiming one of his buds, and he's like, hey, dude, what's going on? You know, all high-pitched.
Yeah, Gunner's is just a kind of, it cracks.
Did your boys ever do that? Walk around and like talk in their try to make it sound deeper voice?
Yes.
He doesn't realize that Zach's still doing that. He's just managed to fool him.
Gunner would do that when he was catching. He would, coming down.
Last pitch coming down.
And you're like, dude, what are you doing? Huh? What's up, Dad? Why are you talking like that?
Like what?
The best. All right. Boys, having boys and having girls, totally different.
Oh, yeah.
And Bubba gets to see both.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of everything, and it's crazy.
And isn't it better? What is easier?
Well, now
at this stage, at teenage years,
at this stage right now. Well, you know, Frank's not a teenager yet, so I don't know what he's going to be like.
Well, yeah,
but Olivia,
true.
Olivia,
well, dude, he pulled his pants down.
Olivia's about to turn 16, my oldest, and it's crazy, man. Like, she's going through stuff that I'm like. Is that really how it was for girls in high school? And, you know,
what are they saying?
Just the emotional up and down roller coaster. And Stacy's like, yeah, that's how it is. I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh, it's so much easier to be a boy, where we just go, rub some dirt on it.
Like girls talking about other girls and calling
them
names.
There's so much drama, and it's worse now with social media. So my heart goes out to anybody who's dealing with that. If you're a teenage girl, especially, I mean, there's so much pressure. And then it's brought on by group messages and things like stuff we didn't have to deal with. Stuff people growing up 8 years ago didn't have to deal with.
Yeah.
I mean, group messaging that's on its own, maybe 4 years old.
Man, you move that camera around a lot. People have got to be getting like seasick.
No.
Really? Like, no one complains. If you're watching this on Facebook, is he moving it too much? I say, yeah, but maybe not, but. It seems like it's a lot of
movement. I'm just trying to show everybody.
I know. I get it, but I get it. I'm just saying. He keeps moving. Go ahead. What?
You're just looking at it.
I'm offended. I'm just offended.
I'm offended.
Whitney says, no, he's good.
All right.
Thank you, Whitney.
But Patrick, you got a lot, like, as a single dad. Have you thought about this?
No, I don't even want to think about it. I really don't.
Dude, you're going to love it. It's going to be
great.
You're
going to get... Like, let me ask you, do you have women in your life that are friends that you are like, you know in your head that's your go-to person for dealing with her when she gets older? Like questions or...
Well, I mean, her mom, you know, is around. It's not like it's just me.
So a lot of that,
it's going to be like, you know what? Why don't you ask your mom about that?
That's how
you have to play that.
By the way, the consensus here is no, keep moving it.
See.
Leroy says, no, I like to see who's talking. The only person to say that it moves too much is Maru. Maru says, yes, it moves too much. Fun.
Okay, good sentence structure there.
So I don't know. Yes, it moves too much,
all right.
But it's fun, maybe?
Carson.
Yes.
Being a girl as a teenager,
mm-hmm.
How... crazy was that? Was there a lot of drama with other girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Stuff that's extended way past, like stuff that now manifests on Facebook.
What did you have to deal with in school? Do you remember anything in particular?
Well, two girls that there were a group of four or five of us who were really super tight, so I thought. And come to find out that two of them would just talk awful things about me.
Evil?
Yeah, I found this out after graduation. It's which is really weird that people you thought were your best friends, I guess, secretly hated you, but maybe kind of liked you, and it's very weird.
I've learned something, and that is that friend of yours that talks about your other friends behind your back mm-hmm. is talking about you behind yours. And if you go into it knowing that, then you should be okay with it.
But if you trust
them to not talk about you because you're, super close, then that's when you get hurt.
Well, the thing is, they didn't talk to me about other friends of ours. It just, I found out.
So she was just talking about you?
After I went to college, yeah. And this is where it gets really weird. So you fast forward, now everybody's got Facebook. Her mother sent me a friend request. Which the only reason mom's doing that is because I don't have a lot publicly on my personal Facebook page. You have to be my friend to see pictures and things like that. So the only reason mom friend requested me was, let's see what she's up to. It's very obvious you're on a fact-finding mission.
So who was doing it? The mom or was it the girl who
I thought was my... No, it was her mom who tried to send me a friend request.
Why does her mom want to fact find with
because,
you?
Because, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So if she was being a little gossipy and weird, chances are her mom was no prize.
By the way, all the guys are going,
what?
Okay.
You know
right.
what, though?
All right.
I remember one situation. God, and I feel terrible. It's one of these things I try to block out of my mind. Because I don't even like thinking about it.
Oh, when Frankie pulled his pants down?
Yes, that. Thank you for... God, no. Just got rid of that, Dean.
Yeah, welcome back.
Hey, Dad, look at this. Look.
I'm going to send you... I'm gonna find a picture of a chimpanzee from the waist down.
A what?
And
a chimpanzee?
A chimpanzee.
That's the new kind.
And I'm going to send it to you at once an hour.
Is that the leader of the chimps? The chimpanzee?
Yeah. He's the
best. He won the contest.
Laugh now.
You're going to get your text message surprise.
You're going to go blink, and you're going straight back. I know I go, hey, Mr. Patrick.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Hey, big shout out to Hunter.
I want
to
hear his
Davis
story.
I'm just going to send him a shout out because I thought he was just done giggling. Hunter's deployed right now and says, miss listening to you guys. At least I got this. And I'm like, hey, cool.
Hey, Hunter. Thanks, man. Be careful, brother.
I'm having thoughts about this.
Don't say names.
There was a girl in our group of friends. There were probably about 10 or 12 of us my senior year that hung out all the time. And one of the girls, she wasn't in our main group. She was on the outskirts looking, one of those people that was always at parties.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But we didn't hang out one-on-one or anything. And I remember she was always around senior year of high school through the end of the summer after high school. And then... when I'd go back home, she was never around anymore. Well, because the other girls used to talk trash about her all the time. They just made fun of her behind her back mm-hmm. constantly. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I didn't laugh at some of those jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm guilty in this too. But they were just, it was stuff that seems harmless now. They would make fun of her hair or make fun of the way the clothes she wore or whatever. Stuff that as an adult is well, that's stupid. But she found out about it.
Aww.
They had a nickname for her that she didn't know was her nickname. And then somebody mm-hmm. told her about it. We were 20 years old.
Yeah.
And apparently it just ripped her apart. She doesn't talk to anyone. She totally broke off ties with everyone we went to high school with. And it's one of those things where I'm I feel terrible.
You better
make
good with that one, dude. Billy Madison, kill list. You better make good.
I'm not one of the... I don't think I'm on the kill list.
But
I
was just around. But you know that you didn't stop it.
No, I didn't stop it. And that's the thing. And you don't. You don't want to be the one to jump in and stop when you're a teenager because
it seems like a great idea looking back on it.
Yeah.
But at the time, when you're 15 or 16 and, your friend group is everything.
And here's the thing. The really mean kids call you names and stuff to your face. These were girls who made jokes about another girl behind her back. That may seem terrible and it's not good, but they were nice to her. They didn't say this stuff to hurt her feelings. They didn't, so it could have been worse. It's just one of those things where you go, and then she's
It's pretty bad
out.
Now,
oh,
though, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's bad. It's really bad.
It's pretty bad
but
now.
But you do. You have that effect. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I don't even.
You brought this down, man.
Yeah.
I know. Just,
when she said that, it just,
yeah. You know what, but do you see people who were. Because I think everybody had that growing up, right? Doesn't matter how popular you were, or like there was always somebody that was going to just. That you remember that. Not even necessarily bullied you, but there's a comment made here or there. And now that they're on Facebook and they might show up as a mutual, like a friend of a friend, and I see them and like if they have kids, I'm like, oh, why do you have children? You must be raising awful, you know.
I do see some very judgmental.
Because my last interaction with you was when I was 17.
Yeah.
You know, now you fast forward, the chances are they've become an adult and grown up, you hope.
Yeah, and then there are the ones who were the terrible people when they were 16 years old who are still the same terrible people now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah.
Well, to make you feel better, look at that.
Oh, I don't know what it is, but I turned my head quick enough not to see it.
Is it a little monkey? Hairy monkey?
Oh, monkey! Yeah, yeah, monkey boy.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Patrick. Look at this.
Look at this.
Look at this, Mr. Patrick. Can you believe this? I mean, can you believe this? Can you believe this? By the way, we do this all day to each other, whether we're on broadcast or not. We do this all the time. Usually involves me trying to slink around and scare Patrick. You know who's not? You know who doesn't scare? Carson. Carson does not scare.
I just laugh.
You just go, bleh, and she just kind of goes,
yeah.
Patrick, it's like he's seen. He just violently shakes.
I need to take you to a haunted house.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I think that would be a blast.
See, I scare, but I have this fight or flight thing, and if I'm like in a spot where somebody jumps out at me, I'm the puncher.
I got pulled out of a haunted house when I was 20 years old because I punched a guy in the face.
That'll happen, man.
Wow.
You got to be.
That's the last time I was ever in one too. So they assured me that no one would touch you. I'm like, oh, okay. The guy grabbed me by the arm, and something that's besides you just goes, and I just freaking,
bang.
Yep, right in the freaking left eye.
Did he feel it?
I don't know. Come see here. Let me hit
you. Hey now, come on. Come on. It's a joke, man. It's a joke, Patrick. Anything else before?
No, I do want to say thanks again to Match.com. Finding your someone just got easier, as we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. All you got to do is download the Match.com mobile app, and then you can get your matches sent directly to you. Patrick.
Don't look at me, man.
You need that. Plus, if you're one of our podcast listeners, you can get 7 days for free. All you have to do is a chimpanzee. Just go to match.com/Bubba and you can check it out today. You good? We got to leave with this too.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to do a look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! Yeah!
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio
every day. Every day. I just punched him.
It was the podcast.
To me, it sounded like a podcast to me.
Oh.
Say yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.